For those of you who do not know who I am, my name is Dennis Guisdella, and I, my wife Joy and I, we live in Bay City, not too far from here, and I travel all over the country, and God has opened up so many doors for the ministry he has called me into, and I was playing in the bars in the nightclub since I was 14 years old, and I saw things a 14-year-old shouldn't see, and I saw things an adult shouldn't see. But then on August 4th of 1986, at the age of 30, I got saved. Amen. When I got saved, so did my horns. And so we came off the road, and for 13 years, I was a music director at a Baptist church. And for since 2001, God's called me to evangelize through music and preaching. And so from Alaska to Florida and everywhere in between, God has opened up so many doors. So I know what y'all are doing now. If I got saved at the age of 30 in 1986, you're figuring out how old I am now, aren't you? I'll cut to the chase. I'm 56 years old. Okay, 56. I'll be 57 February 26th. So anyway, but I see here and I see the time and I know what time it is. It says, follow me and I will make you. I will make you now. This month is I will make you thankful. Thanksgiving is coming up in another what? Is it a week? Is it next week? Next a week from Thursday? Hard to believe. It reminds me of a story. There was an elderly gentleman and his wife, and they lived in Bay City, Michigan, and now they're retired and living in Tampa, Florida. While I'm telling you the story, I'm going to tie my shoe here. And one thing, I like to have fun in church, okay? It's okay to have fun in church. Right? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, right? So anyway, so he the couple from Tampa, Florida, from Bay City, Michigan, he calls up his son, who still lives in Bay City, and he says, hey, Dad, how you doing? He says, good, son, good, good. Hey, I got some bad news for you. He says, you do? What's wrong, Dad? He says, well, your mom and I, this will be our last Thanksgiving together. We've been married for 43 years, but we just can't stand each other. And we are going to call it quits after Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to share the bad news with you. And I'll be calling your sister up after this phone call. He said, now, Dad, now look, don't do anything rash. Don't do anything. You know, you and Mom just sit, just stay put. Look, I'm going to call my sister up and we'll be down there for Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about this. So don't do anything rash. He said, well, I think it's too late, son. He said, no, Dad, don't, please. I'm calling up my sister. We'll all be down there for Thanksgiving. Don't do anything until you talk to me. He says, okay, son, I won't. We'll see you on Thanksgiving. He said, bye, Dad. He says, bye, son. The elderly gentleman put his phone down. He turned to his wife, and he says, well, honey, the kids are coming. We got the kids to come down for Thanksgiving. How are we going to get them down for Christmas? I think that was called lying, I think, a little bit. Well, whatever you got to do to bring the kids down for Thanksgiving, right? Seven reasons I'm quickly going to share with you. This is the month to be thankful. And this is starting off, kicking off the revival services here at Fellowship Baptist. And we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot. But I'm only going to touch on 77 reasons. No, I'm joking here. Seven reasons to be thankful. And then tonight, I'm going to share with you and show you how to be thankful for those seven, if not more. There's so much more than seven, but seven is the complete number of God, the completeness, number of completeness. And so seven reasons we're going to see to be thankful as we start these revival services this week. Ungratefulness is one of the worst of all sins. Multitudes enjoy the blessings of life, of food, home, friends, health, and a land of freedom, and never even say thank you. And I'm talking about Christians. The world is full of evil, and our lives are not all sunshine, but we ought to be grateful to God, and we ought to express our gratefulness to Him. Turn with me, open your Bibles to Psalms 100. Psalms chapter 100. Very familiar passage, Psalms chapter 100, verses 4 and 5. Read along with me out loud. Ready? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. For the Lord is good. God is good. Amen. All the time. Amen. All the time. God is good, church. So, among others, here are seven things, seven reasons for us Christians, as we start, as we are in the month of thankfulness here, to be thankful. And maybe I pray that if you're coming short on some of these areas, that the Holy Spirit will convict your heart. Because as I was preparing this message, the Holy Spirit was truly convicting mine. And that's all part of revival. Amen. Number one of the things we need to be thankful for, church, is life. Now, on the count of three, I want you all to take a breath. Ready? One, two, three. That breath you just took was a gift from God. There are people all over the world this morning that took their last breath. And we're all here today. We all made it to church. We all are living and breathing miracles because of what God did in our bodies. Everyone here today has life. And we are always only one heartbeat away from stepping into eternity, what is called death. God alone gives life and sustains life. Even the wicked and ungodly people live through the gift of God. Acts 17:25 says, "For he giveth to all life and breath and all things." Everyone that I walk into my pet answer, people will say, if I'm in a gas station, people will say, "Hey, Dennis, how are you doing today?" I always say, "Fantastic." Fantastic. That is my line. Fantastic. If I run into somebody and I say, "Hey, brother, how are you doing?" He goes, "Fantastic." I say, whoa, that's my line. You got to find something else. They'll look at me and they say, "Fantastic." I said, "Absolutely. I checked my pulse this morning and I had one. And I'm on the top side of the sod." I said, "Life, this is going to be a good day today." And so I embrace life. I embrace it. I love life. I know heaven is my home one day, but I really don't want to go on the next train there, you know? I love life. I'm 56 years old. I got three kids. I got two grandkids. I spoil them. Papa's daycare is what we call my place. Lady, I was doing a concert in Florida a year ago or so, and a lady came up to me and said, "Hey, Dennis, can I ask you a personal question?" I said, "Sure." She says, "How old do you think you are?" I looked at her, I said, "How old do I think I am?" She said, "Well, let me rephrase that. I know how old you know how old you are, but what I meant to ask was, how old do you feel?" I said, "Good question." And I thought about it, and I said, "You know what? I feel like I've been out of high school about 12 years. I feel like I'm about 30. Yeah, I'm 56, but I feel 30, and I love life." And for us as Christians, we should never get tired of that. We should never get tired of the fact that we're only one heartbeat away from seeing our Savior. But embrace life. Are you thankful today for life? Life is good. Amen? Number two, I am thankful for the Bible. The Bible, the living and breathing Word of God. Do you realize that this still convicts people's hearts? This is the one book that gets people mad. This is the one book that gets your family mad at you. I could go up to you, Gary, Brother Gary, I could go up to you and say, "Hey, brother, I was reading War and Peace this week, and according to the author of War and Peace, he said we should live this way," and you'll just chuckle and go, yeah, okay, yeah, well, you know, that's the author of War and Peace. But if I went up to you and I said, "Thus saith the Lord, brother, you need to live this way," that's what gets people mad at you. Because you see, God's word is a living, breathing word. It's the perfect word of God. It's alive. And I am thankful that I've got a few of these Bibles. I've got a few Bibles in my office at home. I happen to bring one out of the many I have. There's people all over, there's Christians that are still waiting for a Bible. They hear about it, but they're still waiting for it. And here we've got Bibles all over that are readily and easily accessible. Are you thankful for God's word today? Are you thankful for the fact that you can hear from God, you can hear from heaven by reading this book? No other book can do that to a person except the Bible, a book that's alive. Are you happy for life? Are you thankful for life? Are you thankful for God's word? Or have you taken this for granted? Number three, I am thankful for my salvation. No matter what a failure we have made of life, no matter how much you've blown it, if you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you are one prayer away, just confess your sins. And He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But no matter what you've done in your life, if you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you're saved. And you're never going to spend one split second in hell. Do you realize that? You're saved. It's free. It's free. Salvation is free. Amen. Brother, what's your favorite restaurant?
Gilly's is where we usually go.
Where?
Gilly's.
What's that, Gilly's?
Just hamburgers.
Hamburgers. What does a burger cost at Gilly's?
They got a platter for like $5.49.
$5.49? You like those platters? Here you go. Here's $5.49 is a platter. Well, here's $7. There you go. Seriously. I want you to go in and enjoy a hamburger at Gilly's, a platter, and then, you know, pay for a little bit for the tip, okay? I'm serious. Enjoy it, okay? Cool. Who said that? You're going to Lucky's? Lucky you. He'll treat you to Gilly's. Talk to him. How much did that burger platter cost him just now? Free. He's got a free burger platter coming. Right? It cost me something. But it didn't cost him anything. And that's salvation. Amen? It's free. It cost Jesus something at Calvary. But it's free. How many of us, and I'm guilty of it, I'm preaching to myself, how many of us have taken salvation for granted? Do you thank God every day for breath? Do you thank Him every day for your Bible? Do you thank Him for saving you? Do you share the gospel? Do you tell people on a daily basis that you're saved so that they can be? Are we thankful for our salvation? Life, the Bible, salvation. And then number four, blessings. God has blessed each and every one of us here today. Different ways. Some have been blessed with money. Some have been blessed with health. Some have been blessed with children and grandchildren. And some have been blessed with jobs. But God has blessed each and every one of us here today. Do you thank Him, Brother Darrell? Do you thank Him for the blessings that He has given you in life? God is good all the time. The poorest of us here have some good things. No matter how poor you are here, no matter how rich you are, we have been blessed by God. Proverbs 10:22 says, with the blessing of God, we can be rich even when we are poor. It says, for the blessing of the Lord maketh us rich. We are all very rich people based on the blessings God has bestowed on each and every one of us here. You're not in a nursing home. You're not bedridden. You have clothes on your back. You have food in your stomach. About 3 years ago, we received a call at 2:30 in the morning. Woke my wife, Joy, and I out of bed. It was our son, Jeremy. He said, Dad, I just wanted to let you know that Jessica's mom and dad, Jessica's his wife, okay, my daughter-in-law, Jessica's mom and dad's house just burned to the ground just now. And they don't have a place to stay. And so that morning, Joy and I got up and we went out and we bought a turkey and the dressing and the whole nine yards. And this wasn't even near Thanksgiving, but we made a big meal for them so that they could eat that day because they didn't eat yet. They lost everything in the house. The fire, it's destroyed everything. And then I run into Christians and I say, "Hey, brother, how you doing?" He said, "Well, let me tell you, I got to cut my grass today. Can't believe it. I just cut it 2 weeks ago. I got to cut it again, Brother Darrell." Or I'll say, "Hey, bro, how you doing, brother?" "Oh, let me tell you, Dennis, I got to paint my house again. I just painted it 4 years ago, and the paint's peeling, and son of a gun, I got to paint it again." You know what? My son's mother and father-in-law wish they had a house to paint. They wish they had grass to cut. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. And there's Christians that I know that when I see them coming down the street, I want to walk on the other side. Because when I ask them how they're doing, all they do is complain. All they do is complain. Don't complain that you can't get a steak dinner today. I just got a burger platter. "Oh, I wish Brother Dennis would have given me more money. I could have gotten that T-bone steak." But you see what I'm saying? We are so blessed. And God, one of the blessings he has given us, our blessings. And so are you thankful for the blessings God has given you, or have you taken that for granted? Life, salvation, the Bible, blessings. And then fifth, God has blessed us with, and this is hard to understand, trials, valleys. Do you realize how spoiled we would all be? How spoiled we would be if everything went our way? We wouldn't need God. We wouldn't be looking to God to help us. We'd be a spoiled bunch, wouldn't we? We really would. And so we need to thank God for the trials that he sends our way. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Yes, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. We may be going through valleys right now. I have no idea what you're going through, but God does. And he's watching over you. He's allowing this to happen for one reason or another. But we all agree God makes no mistakes. There's a reason. And we'll be stronger because of it. And so we need to thank God for the trials, for not allowing us to be a spoiled child of his. What about you? Are you thankful for the trials God has sent your way, that God is putting you through right now? Sixthly, I'm thankful, we need to be thankful for a land of freedom. We celebrated the veterans today. We honored them today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, men and women who served this country of ours. Thank you. I try and make it a point every time I see a veteran if they're a soldier, if they're in active duty, if they're wearing their uniform, or if I see a retiree that maybe has a ball cap on. No matter where I'm at, I stop and I go up to them and I say, "Sir, ma'am, thank you so much for keeping us free. Thank you for serving our country." I make it a point. And there's soldiers that have a Vietnam ball cap on. I met one this summer. He looked like a strong man. And I walked up to him and he had a Vietnam ball cap on. And I went up to him and I said, "Sir, thank you so much for our freedom. Thank you for serving our country. Thank you for allowing the freedom we have because of you." And this strong man who had the Vietnam ball cap on started crying. And he says, Dennis, I don't hear that. That's the first time anyone's ever thanked me for the war I was in. They are a forgotten bunch. And we need to thank each and every soldier, each and every individual who served our country, for giving us, for fighting for us, for on our behalf. Are you thankful for the freedom? This country is in a whole heap of problems. I'm going to be honest with you. We're, like they say in Cedar Point, when you go on a roller coaster, you must be 48 inches to ride this ride. Buckle up, because we're in for a ride. But this still is the greatest country in the world. Are you glad? Do you thank God for your freedom today? For life, for the salvation, for the Bible, the blessings and the trials that you're going through, and for your freedom. And then finally this morning, are you thankful for the blessed hope, the coming of Jesus Christ? Are you thankful for that? We must thank God for the blessed hope. Soon all the shadows of earth will be lifted. Death and tears and heartaches will forever pass away. Christ is coming back. You do realize that. He is coming back. And he may be back before tonight's service. His coming back, his return is imminent. It could come back. He could come back at any time. The Lord is at hand. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. I read the back of the book, and we win. We win. There are people watching us as I close this message this morning. There are people watching us to see how we grumble and complain. What kind of Christian really is it? Is it real what's in us? Because we are a complaining bunch. We complain, at least I do, rather easily. And we are all walking sermons here. People are watching us, whether you believe it or not. And we are a walking sermon. And how we show them our thankfulness teaches them how thankful we are to God. We are a walking sermon. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely show me the way. For the eye is a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counseling can be confusing, but an example is always clear. The best of all the teachers are the ones who live their creed. To see the good in action is what everybody needs. I can soon learn to do it if you will let me see it done. I can watch your words in action, but your tongue too fast may run. I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give. But there can be no misunderstanding in how you act and how you live. This is the month of thankfulness. Follow me and I will make you thankful. Are you thankful to God today? Is there an area of your life? Carol, I'm going to ask you to come forward and start playing the invitation song, I Surrender All. And I'm going to, this altar is opened. And I ask you to join me, because if there's an area in your life that maybe God convicted you today, you know what? I haven't been reading my Bible. I haven't thanked God for my salvation. Or maybe there's been people in your lives that you haven't been treated with, you haven't treated them with love. Maybe they were going through a valley and you just came through it and you realized, you know what? I needed to be more sensitive to them. But whatever your case, whatever it may be, in order to start revival, it has to start from you. It has to start from me. It starts individually. What about you? Are you thankful today for everything God has given you? Are you? Truly? Let's all bow our heads in prayer. My friend, in order to be a Christian, if you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you cannot experience revival until you trust Christ. That is the greatest revival of them all, being saved and trusting Christ as your Savior. And if you're here today, I would love to have you come forward this morning in the service and take my hand or take Brother Daryl's hand and tell us your need to be saved, and we'll have someone show you from God's Word how you can be saved. It's very simple. And if you would just come forward, swallow your pride and fear and just come forward. The biggest reason people do not get saved is because of pride. What would people think? But my friend, don't let that stop you. Come forward this morning and be saved today. As the altars are, we're going to open the altars up now as we're not going to sing I Surrender All. As a piano is playing, just join me at this altar if God has spoken to your heart. Join me at the altar.